Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime! Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. I am not Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. My name is Lee Elsie on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I guess I'm the warm-up act. I try to get y'all fired up and ready and raring to go when Wayne kicks it in again 60 minutes from right now. If you want to learn more about me, I've got a website, leeelci.com. That's leeelci.com. Check it out. And if you want to reach out to me, you can always email me, leeelciradio@gmail.com. I am humbled by the amount of emails that I get every single day. I cannot thank you enough, whether it's from our folks and friends out there in Las Vegas or California, again, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Chicago, out here on the East Coast in Connecticut or Long Island. It's always wonderful hearing from some of the great listeners across the country. Thank you to Chris down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. I've said it every single week. Without him, you'd hear nothing but static. That wouldn't be fun at all. Let me start with vaccinations. I was thinking about this today. Now, full disclosure, I have not been vaccinated. I'm similar, I think, to Wayne in a sense where I've never once told you not to get vaccinated. In fact, I encourage you to do what you think is right, what you think will keep you healthy. What bothers me about all of this is this intense, constant bombardment from the righteous that you need to go out and get vaccinated. Now, that doesn't necessarily divide equally down party lines. There are some Democrats out there, I'm sure, who are not all that thrilled about getting vaccinated. And I know for a fact there are some Republicans out there who are not all that excited about getting a vaccine shot, although there are a lot of Republicans out there who are insisting that you do. So it is not split down party lines. I would guess that just from history, much more, I guess, Republicans would be skeptical of going out and getting a vaccine shot, in particular because this government is in charge, and now I'm to the point where I don't trust anybody, and that's what I want to get into right now. I think it's the idea, this salesman, car salesman type of a job that the powers that be are doing on all of us that make, at least make me skeptical, right? And I go back to the idea of my body, my choice. I'm in a four corners kind of wait and see mode right now. Not to sound redundant, I don't get a flu shot. So why am I running out to get a COVID shot? In particular, a shot that really hasn't had a long duration of being tested. So if I don't put a flu shot in my body, why am I demonized for not putting a COVID shot in my body? And for me, I guess it always goes back to that car salesman-like heavy, hard sell job that I'm getting every time I turn the television on. It's a guilt, almost like that shaking of the head from a disappointed parent. I don't want you to talk down to me like that. I don't like it. In fact, it pushes me farther away from this, and it makes me distrust this whole process. I also question the effectiveness of it. Now, doctors will rush to tell you over and over again, well, yeah, you could still get it, but it won't be as severe, blah, blah, blah. And maybe they're accurate with that. But why, if you're getting this vaccine, injecting your body with a foreign substance, why are you then still getting it? Even if you're getting it at a milder rate, why is it still happening? The effectiveness is in question to me. Same idea when it comes to the flu shot. They give you a flu shot every year, and in the best years, it's 40% effective. That seems really counterintuitive to what would make somebody healthy. Now, doctors will also say side effects or anything negative will only happen in the first couple of weeks of a new vaccine, blah, 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 which is not necessarily completely true. And you're dealing with an unknown variant here. We don't know what the side effects are. You don't know. Wayne was talking about this the other night. Would you be shocked to find out that a year from now, folks who had gotten the original COVID vaccine became more susceptible to different strains? Of course you wouldn't be shocked because nobody knows. Nobody knows the answer. And it's not fear, by the way. I want to make sure this is clear for everybody. It's not fear. I don't fear. I'm not afraid to get it. I go back to the same thing I started with here. It's not fear. It's almost anger. It's almost a pushback. I feel as though Big Brother is wagging their long finger at me, saying, you will get this and you will like it. That just doesn't sit well with me. I'm sorry. My mom, God rest her soul, would say all the time to me that you just don't like authority. It's not authority that I don't like. I just don't like someone suffocating me or being overly critical of simple decisions that I make. You know, it's interesting. According to a recent survey, 29% of healthcare workers were hesitant to accept the COVID-19 vaccine. My wife falls into that category. She wound up getting it because she had to. She's a physical therapist, and, you know, her governing body forced that on them. So she did get it, and she's been fine. But, again, there are folks out there who are concerned about this because there is a great unknown attached to what could happen here. I'm not a doctor, nor do I want to profess to be one. And, again, I go back to my original statement about vaccines in general. If you think it's good for you and your family, you should go get one. If you're on the fence and, you know, you're doing your research, you're concerned, well, you should do more research and come up with a conclusion for yourself. Never let someone like me, any radio talk show host or television personality tell you, or movie star, to tell you what to do. That's for you and your family to make a decision like that. Because in the end, if you do have an adverse reaction to getting the vaccine, it's going to be you that's lying there sick, or your family member that's lying there sick. Now, the same goes in reverse if you decide not to get it and you do get COVID and it is a severe case of COVID and you wind up in a hospital bed. Well, that will be a decision that you make. These are not easy times. This is not something that's a simple, clear-cut decision for a lot of folks. For some folks, it is, right? There are some anti-vaxxers out there, no matter what, won't get anything injected in their arm, and that's fine. I respect that. And there are folks who will run. As soon as a doctor or somebody wearing a white smock will say, go do this, that, the other, they're off. And they're doing it, no matter what they say or how they say it. It doesn't matter. They trust implicitly. They'll trust the medical field, and they'll trust their government officials, and they'll run to whatever place that they tell them to run to, and they'll have them stick whatever they want to stick in their arms. There are folks on both sides. I get that. For me, I probably lean more towards the person who doesn't want to get anything injected into their body, and will do everything possible to avoid that. But on the flip side of this, I know I'm all over the place here tonight, but on the flip side of this, let's not demonize the medical profession, who, again, have saved hundreds of millions, billions of lives with technology and their expertise and their excellence in what they do. Again, this is not an easy decision for some folks to make. What is the issue here is the way I think it's being presented. For a year, people waited on the edge of their seat for a vaccine to be made, and then ultimately, you know, we've got a number of them. And folks who thought that would give them their old life back rushed out, got it. And off they went. And the majority, the overwhelming majority of them, as of right now, are fine. But there's a problem also with information and misinformation. I can go on one website and read data that says X, Y, and Z, and a different website will say A, B, and C. Completely different, completely polar opposite. As of yesterday, there was a piece in CNN that says 97% of the people now entering the hospital with COVID-19 are not vaccinated. Wayne read a story last night that said 47% of people entering hospitals, I believe, in England are vaccinated. So what do you believe? What's true? What's fake? What's manipulated? What's adjusted to throw a narrative out there? Let me explain something to you. Right? Now, I don't trust anyone. I have friends that are doctors that I do trust, and they've been telling me from the beginning to get the shot. So that is what keeps me right now from blowing up into a maniac anti-vaxxer non-trusting person, because I do trust those people. I do. I trust them with my health. I would trust them with my life, and I get that. It still doesn't do enough to bring me to that point where I'm going to stick that needle in my arm yet. That's where I am. And you know what? When you take a couple steps back and think about that for a second, that's really sad. It's sad that I'm at this place in this country, greatest country in the world, where we go through a pandemic. And, the part of me, I'm very much a pessimist by nature. I'm the exact opposite of Wayne, who seemingly is an optimist by nature. A lot of folks out there, I'm sure it's like a 50-50 split, but I am certainly glass is half empty kind of guy. It's just me. But even so, we're in this place after this hellish year that we've gone through. And I can't bring myself to believe anything that the suits in Washington or here in my home state of Hartford, what they tell me. I don't believe you. I just don't. You have given me no confidence in your abilities to tell me the truth or to look after my best interest. When it comes to politics in particular, there is always an angle, and you make it hard for us to trust you. And that's where we are in the world, and that is sad. Real quick, I guess 20% of the folks out there who are unvaccinated believe that the vaccine contains a microchip. Let me just dispel that one for you guys. I don't think there's a microchip in the vaccine. You're being followed. If you got an iPhone or a smartphone, you're being followed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anyway, they don't need to chip you to get the information on you. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of the segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them WAR sent you. Or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. So what, 56 people shot over the weekend in Chicago. 11 of them have died. The mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, of course, blames the gun. Can't be the violent nature of your city or the lack of respect that the police get. No, it's got to be the gun. So that happened. Of course, Antifa. They fight with the L.A. Police Department, gunshots and weapons found there in that altercation as well. Once again, another progressive city backing the criminal as opposed to backing the cops. So when will it end? It probably won't, until an actual strong leader steps forward and says enough is enough. The United Nations apparently formally invited by dopey Joe Biden to investigate the scourge of racism and racial discrimination and xenophobia in the United States of America. A sitting president invites the UN, the useless United Nations, to come to our country and investigate us as it relates to racism. You got to be kidding me. Joe Biden, a lifelong racist, claims his administration is deeply dedicated to addressing the racial injustices on a global stage. So he's invited the United Nations to come in and take a good hard look at us bigots here in the United States of America. And again, this comes from a man who spoke at Robert Byrd's birthday party. Robert Byrd, a high-ranking member in the KKK. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, if I were writing a movie and this were part of the script, when I got to Hollywood, they'd be like, ah, I can't believe this. This couldn't be true. It's impossible. No, very possible. Dopey Joe Biden, UN, invites them in to take a look at all of us racially motivated individuals and what makes us tick. A couple other headlines you may have missed. Analysis of ballot images in Georgia County shows probable fraud. How about that? Probable fraud. We've been talking about this. Arizona Senate president says the 2020 election audit's ballot count doesn't match Maricopa's tally, meaning that the numbers just don't add up. Well, that's interesting, to say the least. What happens a month from now if we find out a couple of these states would have flipped? What happens? What goes on in middle America? How ticked off will you be if you find out that they cheated? Will that be what sends the rest of us over the edge? Right? We all thought maybe January 6th was that quote-unquote movement that was going to begin to change the direction of the country, right? Not an armed insurrection, because it wasn't an insurrection, but just a pushback against the power that be, a pushback against the idea that people felt like they had no voice. If they prove that the election was stolen by Democrats and progressives, what happens then? We know what would happen if it were reversed. They'd burn the country to the ground. Should we burn the country to the ground if we find out that this election was a complete sham? And finally, a story that really only has been focused on Fox News. The NSA does not deny reading Tucker Carlson's email. So the NSA, not only do they have the ability to look at your stuff, they want to do it. They like to do it. They do it. They do it if you're a conservative. They do it if you've got a voice. They do it if you've got an actual following. So I wouldn't be shocked if every email that goes through Wayne Allen Root's server is looked on by the NSA. I wouldn't be shocked if mine were looked on by the NSA. So if you're sending me an email, leelcradio@gmail.com, make sure you write it in code. All right, I got to run. We'll come right back. Bottom of the hour, right around the corner. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join me next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Well, I would say that's not a characterization we're making from here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, when asked if the Texas Democrats who fled the state to avoid voting on a bill caused a super spreader event at the White House, Psaki continues by saying breakthrough cases do happen.
We certainly understand there will be breakthrough cases. Even vaccines that are incredibly effective are not foolproof.
At least six of those state representatives have tested positive for COVID-19, along with a White House staffer. Investors in the buying mood after yesterday's big sell-off, the Dow gaining 550 points to close at 34,511. Game 6 of the NBA Finals set to take place tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Bucks looking to put an end to the Phoenix Suns season as the Bucks lead that series 3-2. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All righty then, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root. The first hour, I get a chance to warm you up, and one of my favorite guests to bring on from the Heritage Foundation is Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military excellence. If you go onto the Heritage website, you can find out things he's written. He's a speaker all over the country and all over the world, my pal Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Lee. How are you doing?
Doing all right over here. So I talked about a story earlier today, and I want to throw it at you. You consider yourself woke? Steve, you're woke.
Me? No, I'm clearly not, and I'm pretty darn proud of that.
All right, I want to make sure, because 33% of the people out there consider themselves woke, the idea of binary and getting rid of pronouns and everything that goes along with that. So you are not woke.
I am not. I think there are two genders, male and female, and the other ones are variations thereof. Some based on choice, some based on pathology, and I'm not a psychiatrist, but that's what the psychiatrists say.
Right.
And I think all this craziness about pronouns, look, if you're a guy and you want to be called Sally, okay, name yourself Sally. You can go to court and do that. But this idea that, you know, on Thursday you're Sally, but on Friday you're John.
Right.
I don't think things are that fluid. And I think that is, for most people who are doing that, a dodge to kind of impose their views on others, or in some cases, because there are some bad people out there that do bad things, like grown men walking around naked in a lady's locker room.
Right.
That's just wrong.
You be what you want to be, but there is a certain sort of protocol to society and having society work. Like you had mentioned, you can't be a Sally on Wednesday and a John on Friday. That's just chaotic. But to be crystal clear, it's not anti-wokeness. It's just the lack of common sense. There's no common sense left in the world, Stephen. I saw you tweet a lot this weekend about immigration, so I wanted to ask you some serious questions or new questions about immigration. And, you know, there was a one actually by one of your colleagues who talked about whether or not we could deport all the illegal immigrants. And it's sort of like that whole idea, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? How do you deport all of the illegal immigrants? Why you start one at a time? I mean, doesn't that make sense? So are we beyond deporting illegal immigrants now?
Well, I'll answer that question this way, Lee. If we had a lot of bank robbers running around, would we, at what point do we say, well, you know, there's just too many bank robbers to arrest them all, so let's just let them go. Let them keep robbing banks. Who cares? So it's the same thing here, that you don't say, well, there's a lot of illegal immigrants here. We can't arrest them all. Well, yeah, you can, and you can arrest them and send them back to the countries they go to or they came from, And it just, you can enforce the law. You don't drop laws because a lot of people have decided to break them. We still enforce speed limits, even though lots and lots of people speak. I think that logic is just nonsense. So, long answer to a short question. Yes, we can support them all. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of politics involved in it. But, you know, if you have rules, you should follow them. If you don't like those rules, if you think those rules are inadequate or inappropriate, change the rules. But while the rules are in place, while they are the law of the land, you shouldn't just blow them off because, a lot of people have changed their mind.
This president, again, it's never going to happen under this administration. We all know that. But this president, I guess the numbers, the latest numbers that came out, 1.7 million illegals across the border this year, whether or not they get full sanctuary or get a place. I'm hearing rumors. I don't know about you, Steve. I'm hearing rumors that they're taking these individuals to different parts of the country and dumping them there. I mean, whether it's Connecticut or Wyoming or Texas. I mean, I think they're going mostly to these purple states to try to change them. Did you hear anything about that?
Well, yeah. We know they're moving them around without, you know, previously when they did that, when they brought refugees or other people who came here legally but were from other countries, they would normally coordinate with the governor. Usually the governor has some person who manages that for them and is in connection with different, you know, non-governmental organizations that will help those people become assimilated into the communities. The governor's folks have a say on which of the communities within their state they're going to go to. But from what I understand, they're literally putting people on buses, putting people on airplanes, just bringing them places and sort of dropping them off and say, see ya, and let the states just sort of figure it out on the fly. That's kind of, particularly in a time when everybody's screaming about a pandemic, it seems kind of silly to bring in a bunch of people who are unscreened, unvaccinated, and just dump them into communities. You know, where's the common sense? If you're going to force this on the communities, at least let the communities have some say in how it's managed. But this particular administration doesn't think state and local governments mean anything. They think that part of the Constitution is bogus and that the Fed should just do everything and just sort of hand it to everybody else as a fait accompli. And that's just wrong.
Well, it's borderline criminal to drop some of these unvaccinated folks. I mean, they talk about everyone getting a vaccine. They don't give these folks vaccines, and they drop them off at these different locations and let them go about their business. Who knows how many people have been affected, infected, and affected, and maybe died as a result of these moves. This president gets a pass from the media for all the bodies and the rising body count that we have on our southern border.
He really has. You know, look, I've been working on the border in various capacities since the late 90s, you know, since like 96 to 98. And I have to tell you, it's a dangerous thing. Those people who come across the border illegally quite often are rescued by the Customs and Border Protection folks. You know, that everybody thinks the Border Patrol are a bunch of fascists. That's ludicrous, since the vast majority of them are Hispanic Americans. And they, the numbers now have just skyrocketed. And there are people, you know, we've seen it on TV, people drowning in the river.
Right.
You know, the bad guys dropping them 14 feet from over a wall. You know, all this crazy stuff. And this administration doesn't say anything about that. In fact, they enable it. And there's just so many dangers when you get into the people, you know, out of the 150 people coming here because they want a better life, there might be one or two that are carrying drugs or carrying some sort of weapon or have some other malintent. You know, they got a terrorist nexus. If you don't control the borders, it doesn't mean everybody's a terrorist or everybody's infected, but man, it doesn't take that many in those large numbers we're talking about, you know, over a million now, to a significant number of people with issues or bad intent coming in with them.
Our good friend Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation joining us here this evening. Moving from immigration to the latest in Cuba. What have you heard?
It's just the protests continue. It does show sort of the reaction of some folks here in the United States towards what's going on in Cuba has actually been pretty illuminating. You know, you have Black Lives Matter who's cheering for the Castro regime when there are black Cubans both in the United States and in Cuba who are saying, boy, if you guys are on the side of black people, you should have got a funny way of showing it, because these people are killing us, these communists. But Black Lives Matter, regardless of the title of their organization, has a lot more to do with communism and Marxism than it does with being black. And that has been illustrated in their response to the protests in Cuba and the strict response that the government has been imposing, as well as some of the leftist politicians in America, some sitting in Congress, who, you know, are still apologizing for the Cuban communists and saying, this is really America's fault. You know, we're the ones who provoked all this. Cuba is still the shining light of the Western Hemisphere, which everybody knows is a bunch of baloney. It's a complete lie that the left continues to perpetrate. They have great medical care, and they really don't. They've got medical care for everybody. I'm doing big air quotes here, but it's not like they also kill a lot of their own people when they disagree with the government. So, if you want great medical care, I think you'd probably choose to be here rather than in Cuba. And I haven't seen a bunch of people jumping on rubber rafts heading to Cuba to get their doctor's appointments done. So people who say that they're full of crap.
Yeah.
They are lying through their teeth. Or they're deluding themselves, probably both.
Stephen, if you don't mind, I'm going to keep you an extra segment. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk about Texas and the legislators down there being maybe the dumbest people on earth. We'll be right back. It's the USA Radio Network.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
10,
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All righty, final break. Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is with me right now. And I want to talk about Texas. A bunch of dummies who decide to leave the legislature and, you know, not give them an opportunity for a quorum. They head up to Washington, and a bunch of them get COVID. I mean, I'm not trying to laugh, but, man, just stupid is as stupid does.
That picture of them, you know, all holding up their beers and having a great thing, you know, they're dumping all over democracy in Texas by doing this. They're supposed to be elected representatives of the people of Texas, and instead they're running out of the state because, you know what, the majority of the people in Texas elected people in the legislature to make these kind of changes. These folks in the minority decide, well, we don't care about that. We know better, so we're going to leave the state. And then they sit there, fly on a private plane, no masks, nothing like that. Even though, you know, when I flew on a plane a couple of weeks ago, I had to wear a mask the whole way, you know, in the airport, everywhere else. These folks just get on a plane like the big shots they think they are, and three of them are already sick, and, you know, maybe they've infected the vice president because she made an unscheduled stop at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for a checkup right after it was announced that these people had COVID.
Right.
So, you kind of get what you pay for, I guess. And these people with their grandstanding illegal acts, they should pay a price for this.
All right, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. One final one from me. Mayhem, chaos across the country, crime rampant. You know, you point to a place like New York City, where almost every night you see, let's say, an Asian getting attacked by a person of color. What the heck is going on?
Well, you know, it's not just New York. It's all over the place. You know, I don't think it's quite the epidemic of hate crimes against Asians that the TV is playing. They are up significantly, particularly in New York and in the California, mainly in the San Francisco area, the northern part of California. But interesting, what you never see in it, Lee, is that every one of them that they've caught camera footage of these attacks, every one of them is a young black person attacking an older Asian. And you don't get that. You know, you make it sound like, and I've even heard some left-wing commentators say this. Well, this is all part of Trump's thing. These are Trump supporters doing this. Well, unless Trump's got that big a following with teenage blacks, I don't think that's the case. This is a problem. I think racism of any sort is a problem. New York actually has even bigger problem with anti-Semitic racism. It really, we need to describe racism accurately and not twist the narrative to fit the story you want to tell. And the whole Asian problem right now, or anti-Asian problem, I should say, is being mishandled by the press because it doesn't really fit the narrative they want to follow. They're going to lie or at least only tell half the truth to ensure that they get some mileage out of it instead of losing ground. It needs to be stopped. This is mostly, I think, gang-related stuff. I guess maybe it's a new gang initiation thing. Let's go beat up some poor elderly Asian folks.
Right.
It's a real manly thing, I guess. But they need to be stopped. They need to be arrested, and they need to be prosecuted. And even if they're a young person, they need to pay a price for what they're doing because it's horrendous. And the only way to stop crime is to enforce laws.
You're out there in the Midwest. You're talking to me from Michigan right now. And I don't know if you saw this, but I guess the Asian carp has been a very evasive species and causing a lot of havoc in certain ecosystems in the Midwest in particular. I don't know if you've heard this, but I guess they've now decided in some of these places to be more culturally sensitive, Steve, to change the name of the Asian carp to the evasive carp. And officially do that because it's a much more culturally sensitive terminology, thus not causing folks to be angry with our Asian neighbors. Just thought you'd like to know about that.
Again, this is ludicrous, Lee. I mean, the Asian carp has been a problem. It has been, you know, coming up the Mississippi and the trying to get into the Great Lakes, and they're very concerned about it because it is an invasive species. It's damaging to other aquatic life, both fish and plants, and actually, it's you see great YouTube videos of these things jumping out of the water. I don't know what makes them jump out of the water, but they take these great leaps, and they're pretty big fish.
Right,
and they'll hit people in small boats and literally knock them out of the boat.
I've seen it.
But the main problem is for the environment, and strangely enough, they're a carp. That is the species of fish they are, and this particular type of carp comes from Asia. It was named 20, 30 years ago not to be mean to Asians, but because this fish started in Asia and somebody brought it over here and introduced it into our water. You know, I think it was one of these things where they, like, you know, had a pet fish and they threw it into the lake.
Right.
This has nothing to do with racism. It has everything to do where the biological species was found. To change the name because we don't want to offend anybody. You know, we need to stop acting like four-year-olds and start acting like grown-ups again.
Steven, I got to jump in. That's a good place to stop. I always thank you. Great wit, great conversation. Steven Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We got to go. The one and only Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.